okay. But you're motoring.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
Babe, see how I leave with every piece of
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's senior night matchup between the Eagles of Sauk Prairie and the Baraboo Thunderbirds. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Pleased to be joined by John Ganell. John, how are you this evening? A cold night for some hot basketball action.
I'm doing great. I think this gym is going to warm things up for people here. Excited about this matchup. You know, this is a rivalry I really like.
For sure.
You know, unlike some other rivalries that sometimes have this bitter animosity to them, this has always been kind of a respectful rivalry, but one where teams come and compete and they fight hard. And I'm looking forward to this ballgame tonight.
And all the more so given that we have a former Thunderbird in the coach's box for the Sauk Prairie Eagles, Baraboo native Sean McGann.
Yeah, and Sean's done just a fabulous job down in Sauk Prairie as a coach and as a person and as a teacher. And I know he always likes coming back home and having this game. And senior night, that's a special night too, you know.
Indeed, we saw the Baraboo seniors recognized before the game, and now the players are starting to get lined up, get ready for the anthem. But we'll set things up for you a little bit here. The T-Birds come in at 13-8. They're 7-4 in the Badger Small Conference. As for the Eagles, they're 11-10 overall, 4-7 under Coach McGann. Now, Coach McGann and the Eagles have had a lot of success over the T-Birds in recent years. However, the T-Birds are coming off a win over the Eagles at Sauk Prairie, 71-46, earlier this season. T-Birds stand a good chance of getting a playoff home game here. Every win they can get down the stretch here would help with that. After tonight's game, they'll be traveling to Edgewood on Friday, and they'll be at Stoughton next Thursday, and we'll hear about their playoff fate down the line.
Well, partner, we're just about ready for the anthem here, and then we'll do some starting lineups and get this ball game underway.
Sounds like a plan. We're going to turn things over to Director Griffin James and the Baraboo High School Pep Band for tonight's national anthem. It is a bitter chill outside, but things are nice and toasty warm here inside Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School for tonight's matchup between the Sauk Prairie Eagles and the Baraboo Thunderbirds as they announce the starting lineups down on the floor. Let's hear tonight's starting lineups from John Gunnell.
Well, first for the visitors from Sauk Prairie, they are led into battle tonight by Braden Schaaf, a 5'8 senior. Also in the starting lineup tonight for the Eagles, Jake Buckles, a 6'1" junior. Casey Brickle, a 6'4" senior. Nicholas Keezer, a 5'11" senior. And Bowden Breinig, a 6'1" junior. For the Thunderbirds, they are led into battle tonight by Carter Rivas, a 5'11" sophomore. Josh Brush, a 5'11" senior. Alex Hannigan, a 6'2" senior. Dan Olson, a 6'4" senior. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Thunderbirds is Brady Bauer, a 6'2" freshman.
Well, partner, it's good to see Carter Rivas back in the lineup. He missed a couple of games with what I'm told was a rolled ankle, some type of an ankle injury. Good to see him not only on the floor, but back in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that's a key piece for the Thunderbirds. You know, I know they had a couple close games where they probably wished Carter was on the floor, but unfortunately wasn't. But I'll tell you what, the Thunderbirds stepped up, and you know, those were some competitive games, and they were missing more than one starter on multiple occasions. So
no doubt, the T-Birds do come into this game on a two-game winning streak. Their most recent win was a 67-57 win at Reedsburg last week. The ball has been tipped up in the air. The Eagles grab it. They're wearing their road black jerseys and shorts. They're moving to our right as we face the court here tonight. Thunderbirds playing man-to-man defense. Eagles opening possession. Looking patient, probing at the T-Bird defense. There's a drive to the right block, but no finish for Braden Schaaf. T-Birds rebound. There's Rivas on the bounce. He'll get things started. He finds Hannigan at the logo to start the T-Birds offense. Eagles also playing man-to-man defensively. Josh Brush, one of the seniors in the starting lineup, giving it up. They're going to reset. Both teams patient in the early going. Hannigan with a spin move, fires, finds Brush. He's going to fake the three. Drives baseline. Hey, he finds Dan Olson in the paint. That's a sweet dish and finish, and the T-Birds get off to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, great sense of alertness there, just knowing where he is on the court. He was in a tough spot for himself, but he did find the open man.
We haven't seen a lot of Josh this season, but that was a veteran move. And speaking of veteran moves, there's Alex Hennigan with a steal at midcourt. Misses the layup on the other end, and the Eagles are going to get the rebound.
And Alex picking the pocket of the Sauk Prairie Eagles. That's something we have seen a lot of. So
no doubt about that. Alex Hennigan, an all-around dynamo for the T-Birds here in his senior season. Eagles trapped in the corner. They're looking for their first bucket. Breinig gets rid of it. He finds a teammate at the logo, and that's Brickle. Back to Breinig on the right wing. He's going to use the screen. Looking to penetrate. Rivas knocked the ball free. Ooh, they're going to get him for a foul, I think. You could tell from our reaction that a little, perhaps on the ticky-tack side.
Yeah, it did look like that from up here. You know, obviously, we don't get the same view of it that the official does on the court, but we get a bird's eye view.
We do, indeed. It looked like he knocked that ball free.
Yeah, it looked like he just, the Sauk Prairie Eagle just lost the handle on the ball as he was driving to the lane.
Well, basketball karma strikes immediately as that pass from Brickle to Buckles goes out of bounds. Turnover, Sauk Prairie. It'll be Baraboo basketball. Alex Hennigan is going to walk it up. He's the T-Birds senior point guard. Second on the team in scoring at 11.5 a game. Number one in assists at just under 6 a game. And we got a foul on the floor. Refs are going to call this one tight, it looks like, in the early going.
That was a little ticky-tack one, too.
Indeed. T-Birds are going to inbound from the sideline. And they'll start that half-court offense. Got a robust crowd here tonight. So far, kind of a mellow, laid-back feel on the floor. I'm sure it'll heat up as this rivalry game continues. Josh Brush on the dribble. He's double-teamed. Kicks out. He finds Olsen.
Blackout theme for the Thunderbird fans tonight.
Indeed. Big student section here tonight. Here's Hannigan on the drive. Right-hand floater in the lane is good. Alex Hannigan has his first bucket, and it's 4-0 Baraboo.
Sweet little old-school move to the hoop that time by Hannigan.
I like it. Kicking it old school. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, joined by John Gunnell. Happy to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on NFHS and the Civic Media mobile app. Here's a baseline drive coming up for the Eagles. It's Breinig. They're going to get him for steps. That's another turnover for Sauk Prairie. Bear Lefevre checks in for the T-Birds. He'll check Josh Brush.
And not surprisingly, I'm already behind on the scoring. I have Alex Hannigan for a bucket.
Also Dan Olson.
Dan Olson.
He got the first one. We'll get you caught up. 4-0 Baraboo, early going here. Hannigan on the dribble, on the drive. Gives it over to Olson. Olson's going to stop and pop just inside the free throw line. No good, but he gets his own rebound. Ooh, but it's batted away. Buckles comes away with it for the Eagles. Still looking for their first basket. They've got a wide open Keezer, but he is swatted. Carter Rivas comes away with the loose ball. He's looking to drive into traffic. Off the glass. No good. Rebound, Brindy. They kick it up court. Baseline drive. Picking up his dribble there is Brickle. He'll get it out to Schaaf for the reset. Brining in the dribble drive, gives it up to Brickle at the top of the key. Swing it over to Schaaf on the left wing. Another patient possession for the Eagles. Here's Buckles on the drive, hounded by Brady Bauer. He kicks it out. Finds Keezer. Keezer out to Brickle, over to Buckles on the right wing.
Well, nice job to off-ball defense this time. Right? Not giving Sauk Prairie much.
If we had a shot clock, they'd be in trouble. Looking to drive now is Keezer over Hannigan. Misses but draws the foul.
I think they're going to get Olson for that one. Oh, no, that goes against Hannigan. That's going to be his first second team foul.
Otis Andres waiting to check in for the Eagles. First free throw is in the air and good, so Sauk Prairie is on the board. Keyser sinking the first of two. Schaaf takes a seat. Replaced by Andres. I'll take it back. Looks like now he might be running to the locker room. Or at least running over to get some attention. Second free throw is in the air. It rattles out. And it's going to be a Sauk Prairie foul.
He doesn't look like he's too banged up over there. I think maybe he got poked in the eye or something.
No, sure. Looks like they got Buckles for that one. And in the olden days, we would call that over the back. Now we're just going to call it a foul. Under 14 minutes to go, it's Baraboo 4, Sauk Prairie 1. Thunderbird basketball. Hannigan crosses the timeline. Taps the brakes. Looking for an open teammate. Finds Olsen at the logo. Olsen dribbles, hands to Bauer. Ball's tipped away from him over the division line. T-Birds will get a chance to reset. They'll find Hannigan out by the logo.
They added the foul to the team foul column, but they didn't put the foul up on the board.
Is that right? Hannigan with the floater, a little right-hand kiss from 12 feet out is good. Hannigan's got 4 points. T-Birds have a 5-point lead. On the other end, Kieser is looking to penetrate, but he's double-teamed. Kicks it out, buckles on the left wing, back to Kieser in the left corner. He flips it to Andres, who finds Brickle. He swings it over to Breinig. A lot of ball movement for the Sauk Prairie Eagle offense. Buckles is going to fire a three from the left wing. That's good.
Well, part of the reason for the ball movement, though, is just solid off-the-ball defense, not giving Sauk Prairie much down low.
Buckles cans a three to pull the Eagles within two. 6-4. Rivas on the dribble. Working around an Olsen screen. Two-man game. Now we'll give it up and swing it around the arc. Buckles defending Hannigan. Hannigan drives. Gets to the lane. Kisses it in with the right hand from the left side. Ooh, an acrobatic finish from Alex Hannigan. 6 early points for the point guard. Baraboo 8, Sauk Prairie 4.
Brian, that's one you had to see at home to describe.
Indeed.
Or you had to see it on the... Are we on NHFS tonight?
We are indeed.
They're getting check that one out then.
They're getting a treat. And they're going to get Hannigan again. That's bad news for the T-Birds. Otis Andres was on a baseline drive, defended by Rivas. Hannigan went in for the double team, but hacked the arm.
And that's going to be Alex's second foul here in the early going.
Now, Rivas is going to check out. Tanner Geckerman sees his first action. And for Sauk Prairie, Trent Backeberg replaces Casey Brickle. The Eagles will inbound from the end line under their own basket.
And with Hannigan staying in this ball game right now, he's going to have to be careful not to pick up another foul here.
Eagles on the drive, and they're going to get T-Birds again. That they're going to get Lefevre for a block. We're racking up the fouls early. You don't have dinner plans after, do you, John?
I don't. Maybe a Culver's drive-thru run, but I think they're open till 10. So
see if we make it. Once again, it'll be Eagles ball here. End line throw in. They find Backeberg. He hands to Kieser. Kieser gets it out to Backeberg for a corner three. That's off the back iron. No good, but there's a rebound. Offensive rebound by Breinig. Reload for the Eagles.
You're not surprising that there's at least one Breinig in the lineup for Sauk Prairie. That's a name that pops up often. No ball legs, though.
Yeah, that's the surprising part. Hey, here's a steal. Tanner Geckerman comes away with the loose ball. Hannigan was defending Kieser. The ball got away from him. Geckerman picks it up. Here come the T-Birds. Hannigan wants the drive. Left-hand floater off the glass this time. No good. Rebounded by Backeberg. Kieser's looking to push.
I think Alex was looking
one
for
on
a bump
two.
On that.
He was indeed. One on two. No good. T-Birds grab the rebound. Olsen will bring it across the division line. Start the T-Birds half-court offense. Ticking down to 11 minutes to go, first half. Baraboo 8, Sauk Prairie 4. There's a little give-and-go. They find Olsen in the lane. He kisses it off the board with a left hand. 4 points for Dan Olsen.
Beautiful bounce pass that time by Hannigan.
And Coach McGann wants to talk about it. Timeout, Sauk Prairie. This gives us an opportunity to show a little love to the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. Other Baraboo Thunderbird sports action coming up. The girls team is going to be at Mount Horeb on Thursday. They're already going to be winding down their regular season. Before you know it, they're going to be at Sparta for their first playoff game a week from tonight.
Boy, that seems that came up quick.
How about that? Just like that.
Winter just flying by. That's a good thing,
that's
right?
That's what we need.
Pitchers and catchers reporting.
Yes,
so.
It's happening. You and I will be calling Thunderbirds baseball for Mary Roundtree before you know it.
I'm excited about that as well. Any time I can spend with you.
Eagles basketball coming out of the timeout. Kieser walks it across the timeline. It's Baraboo 10, Sauk Prairie 4 here in the early going. Under 11 minutes to play in the first half. Eagles have been patient offensively. Like John Gunnell said, a lot of that is due to the T-Birds' stifling half-court defense.
they do such a good job of just maintaining vision and not allowing in the Sauk Prairie to find a seam in the lane.
Eagles again struggling to find an open look. Another long offensive possession. But that's a nice little move and finish by Broden Breinig. He kicks one off the glass on a drive into the paint. So he's got a pair, and it's 10-6.
You know, that's one area I think the Thunderbirds have really improved on as the season's gone on. I mean, they started out pretty solid defensively, but it's something that you can see game after game, them just getting better and better.
There's a loose ball and it was going to be a shot attempt. Eagles are going to come away with it. Isaiah Romano-Thompson has checked in for the T-Birds. I didn't recognize him with the buzz cut.
Yeah, a little different look for him.
Jake Buckles drives the lane. He finishes at the rim, but they're going to wipe off that basket, calling that foul on the floor.
And that's going to go against Romano-Thompson. The last game we did together, he came off the bench and provided a spark for the Thunderbirds.
Certainly did. He's had a couple of double-digit scoring nights off the bench this year. Checking in for the Eagles, Lincoln Ganser replacing Bowden Breinig.
That's the fifth team foul for the Thunderbirds. So, as you said, they're kind of racking them up here.
Kieser looking to inbound. He fires it out to Andres. Sauk Prairie looking to claw back from an early four-point deficit. Backerberg now on the drive. That's a nice pass on a backdoor cut, but Rivas swats the ball free. Eagles are able to corral it, keep their possession alive. Keyser's going to stop and pop from the right elbow. Off the mark. Olsen rebounds. Here come the T-Birds. Olsen looking to drive. Picks it up. Looking for a cutter on a backdoor pass, but it was kicked. Thunderbirds will keep it. Hannigan had a brief break. He's going to check back in, replacing Tanner Geckerman. Thunderbirds are going to inbound from the end line beneath their basket, leading by four with 9 minutes to go here in the first half. There's a pass to a wide open Dan Olsen for a layup. He's got six, so they don't come any easier than that. 12-6, Thunderbirds. Looking to penetrate. Ganser floats it with the right hand. No good. Ball is loose. Bear Lefevre comes away with the rebound. Now Hannigan's got it. He wants to push. His pass looked like that was kicked again. Another
inverted kick that time.
Right. Lots of skate saves in the early going. We have Schaff and Brickle returning for the Eagles. And we're going to have Bauer checking in for the T-Birds, replacing Dan Olsen, giving him a break. Baraboo ball beneath its basket, leading 12-6. 8.5 to go, first half. Pass goes to Carter Rivas. He's the T-Birds' leading scorer. Comes in 13.6 a game. Has yet to tally tonight.
Boy, Hannigan's got to be getting close with some of the big numbers he's put up recently.
That big 35-pointer, yeah, that'll help. Speaking of Rivas, there's a three from the left wing. No good. But Bear Lefevre snags the offensive rebound. T-Birds get a reload. Rivas passes up the three from the left wing. I thought he was going to pull again. Hannigan now on the drive. Kicks it out. Bauer looking to drive baseline. He kicks it out. Finds Rivas in the left wing. There's a skip pass. Bear Lefevre, ooh, looking to penetrate, but it's out of his hands, out of bounds to Sauk Prairie.
Thunderbirds that time spreading out their offense a little bit.
We haven't seen the three ball be a huge factor in the game yet, but who knows?
I got a feeling at some point it will become a factor.
Otis Andres on the dribble drive. He's going to be called for an offensive foul. He cleared out with the upper body. That's going to send the ball to the T-Birds on a turnover. Dan Olsen's break was brief. He returns, replacing Isaiah Romano-Thompson. A couple more subs coming in for the Eagles. Brendan Marquardt checks in, along with, looks like Breinig returned as well. They replace Buckles and Andres. 12-6, Baraboo. 7.5 to go, first half. Thunderbird basketball. Rivas picks up his dribble, finds Bauer. He's going to swing it over to Hannigan on the right wing. T-Birds like to run a little two-man game out of that. They find Bauer for three. Right wing, no good. Rebounded by Ganser. He kicks it up court. Breinig. Schaff now on the dribble drive, trying to get into the paint. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Eagles are going to reset. They find offense a hard going here so far in the first half. Ganser comes around the screen, kicks it out. Finds an open three-point shooter from the right wing. That's Breinig for three. He has five, and it's a three-point game.
And he got free behind the screen there. Actually, the screener got two of the Baraboo defenders picked there and led to an open shot for Breinig.
Second triple of the night for the Eagles, and then we got another offensive foul. This one's going to go against Bear LaFever. Turnover sends the ball to the Eagles. John Moon is going to check in for the T-Birds, as will Tanner Geckerman.
And that's going to be Bear's second foul. That should be the sixth overall, I believe.
So both LaFever and Hannigan said we got a couple of Baraboo guards in foul trouble. So we get the Baraboo guards back to health, and all of a sudden we got foul trouble to contend with.
We certainly do.
Baraboo 12, Sauk Prairie 9, 6.5 minutes to go first half. Eagles basketball. Marquardt looking for an open teammate. He finds one. The Eagles are going to reset from the logo. Ganser over to Breinig. Breinig back to Marquardt, top of the key. Swings it to Ganser. Ooh, he had an open cutter. Passed him up. Schaff's going to fire for three. Left wing, that's good. Wide open three-point shooter, and the Eagles have tied the game up thanks to the three-point shot. 6 minutes to go, first half. Feels like the T-Birds have been in control. We look up at the scoreboard, and we are all tied at 12.
Now three of their four field goals have been from beyond the arc.
Dan Olson working the block. He's double-teamed, and the ball is stripped away. Turnover for the T-Birds. Eagles looking to pick up the pace. Baseline drive, wild shot, no good for Breinig. Rebound is going to be off Marquardt's hand, out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Was a wild shot, but he got a good line in the basket that time. The defense just collapsed and disrupted it.
I think he was hoping for the foul. It didn't come.
Yep.
Yeah, hoping for more contact than what he got. Johnny Moon checks out. He's replaced by Hannigan, whose break was brief once again. Here come the T-Birds. They're going to walk it up. Game all tied at 12, 5.5 to go. T-Birds need an answer. They led 12-6. And there's a steal at midcourt. Not the answer they were looking for. Ganser picks Rivas's pocket, but his layup is off the mark. Rebounded by Olson.
And the pace of this game is starting to accelerate.
It is indeed. Eagles going for the steals on the perimeter. And they find another one. Marquardt comes away with the loose ball. Eagles are picking up the defensive intensity, and it's paying off. They find Marquardt, backdoor cut. His shot attempt is good, and they're going to get a foul on Bauer. An and-one opportunity for Brendan Marquardt. His first bucket gives the Eagles their first lead. Isaiah Romano-Thompson is going to check in, as will Kalen Ruff. T-Bird's already in foul trouble here.
Yeah, and Brady, that's going to be his second foul. So now Hannigan, Bauer, and LaFever have two fouls apiece.
Free throw bounces around the rim and out. No good. Olson rebounds. 14-12 Eagles. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. 8 points unanswered for Sauk Prairie. And another steal. T-Bird's having a hard time getting the offense started here. Eagles playing solid defense. They find Marquardt in the lane. Mismatch on Geckerman. Left-handed floater is good. And it's 16-12. Eagles.
Marquardt heating up for Sauk Prairie.
Isaiah Romano-Thompson. They're going to call him for steps on a spin move into traffic. Bauer's going to come in as well. A lot of quick breaks here. For the players.
Just don't foul anybody for the next 4 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
Ganser checks out. He's replaced by Nicholas Kieser. Sauk Prairie 16, Baraboo 12. Baraboo was in control, but the Eagles have ripped off 10 straight points. Braden Schaff, that is, picks up his dribble. They find Marquardt in the corner. And they're going to reload top of the key. Looking for a backdoor cut. But it's handled by Brickle.
Brady's going to have to be careful there.
Hey, good defense by the T-Birds. That forces a backcourt violation. Turnover to the Thunderbirds. 4 minutes, 1 second left in the first half. It's 7:36 p.m. This game is cruising. We had some early fouls too, but
yeah, you were talking about not being able to make our dinner plans.
Yeah, I guess. T-Birds inbound. They're in desperate need of a bucket here. They've gone cold and had trouble keeping the ball out of the Eagles' hands. Dan Olson, double dribbles, turnover.
Oofda.
Dan getting a little frustrated that time. I think he thought he got tapped a couple of times there by Brickell, and he did.
Well, that's what's interesting is we saw some sort of ticky-tack stuff early, and now it seems like they're letting him play a bit. Buckles returns for the Eagles. Keyser kicks out to a wide-open shot for three, right wing. That's no good. Rebound, though, is grabbed by Buckles. Put back, no good. Brady Bauer snags the offensive rebound. And the T-Birds, I think, are going to call a timeout. Coach Fish wants to talk things over. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. That'll give me a chance to run through the rest of the athletic schedule. We talked about the girls' basketball team traveling to Mount Horeb on Thursday before beginning postseason play. In girls' hockey, the Lightning are hosting regionals versus the Stoughton Icebergs. I believe that is tonight. Boys hockey has regionals versus Middleton at the Capital Ice Arena. The boys wrestling team has sectionals at Wanakee on Saturday. The girls wrestling team will be at Prairie du Jean on Friday. And the gymnastics team has the conference meet at Watertown on Saturday. We're getting to that point. Regionals, sectionals, conference meets, all that season-ending kind of stuff. Here it's Sauk Prairie 16, Baraboo 12, with just over 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. T-Birds trying to reverse the Eagles' momentum. Thunderbird basketball, Alex Hannigan's got it. Swings it over to Rivas. He's been quiet tonight. Isaiah Romano-Thompson on a dribble drive. Picks it up. Oh, they're going to get him for a travel. I thought maybe he kept that toe down. But alas, it's a turnover out of the timeout for the Thunderbirds. The Eagles' defensive intensity seems to be affecting the T-Birds here in the first half.
Well, basketball is a game of runs. Now we got to cut them off and make our run.
Keyser picks up his dribble, finds Marquardt top of the key. Swings it over to Brandig. Brandig looking to drive baseline, but he's cut off by Hannigan. Braden Schaaf on the perimeter. Hounded by Carter Rivas. He'll give it up to Marquardt. Over to Keyser, right wing. Keyser drives past Isaiah Romano-Thompson, who slipped and fell, gets into the lane and kisses one off the glass for two.
That was a tough break for the defender there. Just fell on the floor and it created an open path to the basket.
That's Keyser's first field goal. It's a 6-point lead for the Eagles. They're on a 12-0 run. Hannigan on the drive. He draws a foul on his way to the hoop. It'll be on the floor. No, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be on the floor, and it's going to go against
I saw him put up the two fingers. That was the uniform number, yes.
And for Schaaf, that's going to be his second foul, 14th foul overall.
And he checks out, replaced by Ganser. See, I'm not the only one confused. Having the two fingers in the air, it confused the public address announcer as well. Inbound goes to Rivas. He's going to fire a logo three. That's a thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds, Carter Rivas, 4-3.
That's a timely bucket for the Thunderbirds. They really needed that.
2.5 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie leads by three. Eagles basketball. Keyser's pass tipped away, but right back to Keyser. He's able to gather, and he's going to kick it out. Ganser looking to drive. Nice pass to Breinig, but he's trapped in the lane. Gives it up. For a sweet little finish in the lane, Ganser with a 5-foot floater. His first bucket gives the Eagles a 4-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Make that a 5-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Rivas picks up his dribble. Hey, everyone left him alone. He's got an open shot. Ooh, but it's off the mark. Keyser grabs a rebound and
I think
draws
a foul. Yeah, I think they're going to get Dan and Olson for that one. And if that's the case, that's going to be Dan's first, I think.
And with it being a penalty situation, this will be a 1-1 opportunity for the Eagles.
Oh, a chance to add to their lead with the clock stopped here.
For the T-Birds' part, they're a couple of fouls away from earning 1-1 opportunities. First free throw in the air. Keyser hits the front end, so he has four.
He earns the Niedermeyer.
The coveted Niedermeyer. 6-point Eagle lead. You wouldn't have seen this coming back when it was 12-6 Thunderbirds. Second free throw is in the air. It rattles in. Eagles have their largest lead at 7. Thunderbirds not in a hurry. Hannigan's going to walk it across the timeline. He finds Bauer on the right wing. Working around an Olsen screen. Picks it up, kicks it out to Romano Thompson. Romano Thompson wants to drive. He gets to the lane. He misses, but he's going to earn 2 free throws. Johnny Moon will check in for the T-Birds after the first throw.
This will be the first free throw attempt for the Thunderbirds here tonight.
Romano Thompson's first shot is a swish. His first tally of the night. Moon replaces Hannigan. Might be a little offense for defense scenario. Kellen Ruff is going to check in as well. He'll replace Bauer. So Coach Fish being mindful of a little bit of foul trouble here in the first half. A couple players with 2 fouls.
Smart coaching decision that time by Coach Fish. Get those guys out.
Romano Thompson's second free throw is good as well. T-Birds are now within 5. Eagles basketball as we tick down to 1.5 minutes to go, first half. Breining finds Kieser, left wing. He'll swing it over to Marquardt, to Ganser. And they find Kieser near the right block. He'll give it out. Marquardt, the big fellow, is going to shoot for 3, top of the key, and that's good. Brendan Marquardt has 7 points off the bench. And it's an 8-point Eagle lead. Minute to go, first half. Rivas hands to Romano Thompson. He'll give it to Moon. Back over to Rivas, right wing. Picks up the dribble. Gets it back to Moon at the logo. 2-man game here. Moon looking to penetrate. Kicks it out. Finds Olsen. Olsen looking to drive baseline. Goes up in traffic and scores. Despite contact. A man-sized bucket for Dan Olsen.
Yeah, he had to fight for that one. And we know Dan likes to fight down low.
8 points for the Thunderbirds. Big man. It's 25-19 Sauk Prairie. We're down to 1/2 minute to go. Eagles basketball. They're swinging it around. Can the T-Birds get a stop?
Well, I think Sauk Prairie is going to be happy to just take the last shot here.
Looks that way. We took under 10 seconds to go. Kieser's got it. Out on the left wing. Looking to drive on Ruff. Instead, he kicks it out. Marquardt for a corner 3. Right corner. Air ball. Rivas grabs the loose ball. But your halftime score. Thunderbirds, 25. Eagles, 25. Baraboo, 19. We talked about the Thunderbirds coming in on a 2-game winning streak, including a win at Reedsburg in their previous game. As for the Eagles, they won 67-26 at Portage in their most recent game. The Eagles are 11-10 overall, 4-7 in the Badger Small. They're looking to improve on that. We'll talk all about the first half statistics after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 20 and 25 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs of 10 to 15 above. And with sunshine, we climb to the low 20s on Thursday and a warming trend into the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
WRPQ, Baraboo. W279EG, Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is the Sauk Prairie Eagles 25, the Baraboo Thunderbirds 19. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Thrilled to be joined by John Gunnell, who has our first half statistics.
Well, first for the Sauk Prairie Eagles, they are led so far tonight by Brendan Marquard, who's come off the bench to provide a spark for the Eagles. He has 7 points so far tonight. Nicholas Kieser has 5 points. Bowden Brining has 5 points. Braden Schaaf, 3. Jake Buckles, 3. And rounding out the scoring for the Eagles is Lincoln Ganser, who added a bucket. Sauk Prairie was 3 of 5 from the free throw line. I can do that, man. 60%. Thunderbirds, on the other hand, they were led by Dan Olson, who is leading all scorers so far tonight. Dan had 8 points in the first half. Alex Hannigan had 6. Carter Rivas, 3. And Isaiah Romano-Thompson added 2 for the Thunderbirds. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I can do that math, too.
You're on a roll.
I am 100% for the Thunderbirds so far tonight from the charity strike.
You're passing your math test. Well, we'll get you all set for the second half after this break on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are just a couple of minutes from the start of the second half. Your halftime score, the Baraboo Thunderbirds trailing the Sauk Prairie Eagles by six. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell on the call here with you, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on the NFHS network, or following us on the Civic Media mobile app. Well, partner, we saw the T-Birds take couple of early leads. They led 12-6 at one point, and the Eagles have come charging back behind some efficient three-point shooting and some stifling perimeter defense.
Yeah, I think the key to the second half, though, is this big section of students in front of us, all dressed in black, have to get a little wicked in the second half and just elevate the feeling in the building. So
time for the sixth man to mobilize.
Absolutely. They've been a little quiet tonight.
They have been a little quiet. And, of course, the Eagles taking control of the game down the stretch of the first half didn't help much. But we do have a stout student section here waiting to erupt.
So maybe we come out and we fire up a couple of big shots to get the crowd going, and then the momentum shifts. And we're looking at Thunderbird second half here, where they can take it to the Eagles. I think they won by about 20 down in Sauk Prairie.
They won by 25, yeah, earlier this season, a 71-46 road win. The Eagles looking to return the favor here tonight. As for our visitors, their next game, they're going to be hosting Stoughton on Friday.
Well, you've got to hand it to the Eagles, too, yeah, because at the beginning of this game, Thunderbirds came out early on and looked pretty impressive, but the Eagles kept chipping away, mm-hmm, and suddenly they made their run, and the Thunderbirds now find themselves on the wrong side of the score.
No doubt about that. A season ago, the Eagles were 12-13 overall, but 8-6 in the Badger Small. The T-Birds were 17-9 overall and 6-8 in conference play. Of course, these teams are longtime rivals, especially so because you've got a couple of Baraboo natives coaching each squad. And I believe Coach McGann and Coach Fish were teammates. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. And you have Aaron Andres on the coaching staff as well, who was an assistant principal here at Baraboo, right, High School for many years. And, you know, I like this rivalry a lot. Like I said earlier, you know, sometimes in some of these rivalries you can get some animosity, and it doesn't seem like this rivalry has that sort of element. That's fun sometimes, too, don't get me wrong.
We're not going to have any Thunder Chicken incidents tonight.
But it's always been kind of a respectful rivalry, and I'm looking forward to a battle here in the second half. So,
well, it's going to be Thunderbird basketball to open the second half. We are ready to get underway. Our score is Sauk Prairie 25, Baraboo 19. Thunderbirds are going to be moving to our right as we face the court here down the stretch of this ball game in the second half.
Just that alone is going to make all the difference.
There you go. What do we got here? Are they going to have to shut the music off here? And it looks like the event staff is going to take care of this, turn off the music. It is an open gym, you know. This is official WIAA action. We have to follow the rules.
I think the younger generation kind of likes playing with,
right,
the music.
Well, if you've been to an NBA game recently, you know it's basically a concert with some basketball mixed in.
Well, if you've been to the All-Star game in the NBA, it's more like a boring tournament.
Defense optional. Boy, and the Eagles got away with a lot of contact there. Casey Brickle
and
bumping
Dan
Olsen.
And they're going to get Dan Olsen for the foul.
You know, I think they actually are going to give Brickle the foul. Okay, they called it a little late.
Right.
It looked like Brickle was going to come away with the steal, and there was a pretty good level of contact there. So T-Birds are going to keep the ball. We are just underway in the second half. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell with you. It's Sauk Prairie 25, Baraboo 19. T-Birds looking to regain control here in the second half. There's a nice little drive by Hannigan. Baseline floaters, no good, and they're going to get Bear Lefevre fouling Buckles on the rebound.
And that's going to be Bear's third.
Foul trouble, something to watch out for the T-Birds. They got multiple players with multiple fouls. Tanner Geckerman, right on cue, checks in, replacing Bear Lefevre. And that's one of those plays where Bear's just going after the rebound. It's hard to hard to fault him for that foul. It's just sometimes it happens. Eagles basketball. Nicholas Kieser walks it across midcourt. Finds Bryanig on the left wing. Working around a screen, kicks it out. Now Kieser, right-hand floater in the lane. That's no good. Rebounded by Brady Bauer. He finds Hannigan, who will bring it up for the T-Birds. Hannigan looking to penetrate again. Whirling Dervish. Floater in the lane. He wanted the foul. Didn't matter. He finished the play with a bucket. Hannigan has a...
Kind of had the eye of the tiger on that one. You knew who he was looking to score.
A crushing screen at midcourt. Drops Carter Rivas. Dan Olsen gets called for a kick.
That was skate quite save. A kick there.
That was an actual kick. Well, I tell you what, Casey Brickle is not messing around in the second half. He's applying some contact to the T-Birds on both ends of the floor. Eagles are going to inbound from the end line beneath their basket. They lead by four. Braden Schopf looking for a teammate. Gets it out to Kieser on the left wing. Kieser sizes up the T-Bird defense. He's going to dribble to the logo. Get it over to Brickle on the right wing. Back to Kieser, left wing. T-Birds playing man-to-man defensively, as always.
And defensively, I think they've played pretty well in this ball game.
There's a nice interior feed to Branding, but his shot is too strong off the glass. Kieser grabs a rebound and draws a foul in the process. Alex Hannigan is trying to say, hey, this dude is on my back.
And I think he was. I think Alex has a good case there, but unfortunately he's not going to win that one in this court.
He is not. Instead, they're going to get him for the foul.
And that's going to be his third. So certainly something to keep your eye on here.
Eagles inbound again. Kieser fires it out to Brickle. Brickle's got a head of steam on the drive, but he picks it up at the left block. Kicks it out to Schopf.
Schopf maybe trapped. Got away with the one there.
A little bit. That's a good play on it. Brickle on the drive, working on Olsen. Shot a little too strong off the backboard on the rim, but it's going to be a reload as Bryanig grabs the loose ball near the top of the key. Now Schopf on the drive. Finds Brickle. He'll get it out to Kieser, right wing. Kieser thinks about the three, decides to penetrate. Now he picks it up. Needs to find a teammate. Finds Schopf, left wing. Over to Bryanig. Another deliberate possession for the Eagles. Looking for the reverse layup and finishing is Casey Brickle. That's his first bucket. Under 16 minutes to go. It's 27-21 Eagles. Hannigan wants to get all the way to the rim and will. Scoring off the glass. Hannigan has had enough of the messing around.
Double digits now for Alex as he has 10.
4-point game. Bryanig on the dribble, being hounded by Tanner Geckerman. He gives it up to Brickle, left wing. He's defended by Olsen. Drives, picks it up. Left hand, kiss off the glass, no good. Hannigan snares the rebound. Fires up court to Rivas. Rivas gets into the lane with a slice. His shot is off the mark, but he draws a foul. He'll shoot two.
And that's going to go against Braden Schopf, and that's going to be his third, so that becomes a factor for Sauk Prairie as well.
Carter Rivas comes in leading the T-Birds at 13.6 points per game, has only three so far. In the previous game against the Eagles, he scored 16, grabbed six rebounds, and handed out two assists. His first free throw is good. T-Birds are within three. Schopf checks out. He's replaced by Ganser.
Ganser gave the Eagles some quality minutes, even though he just finished with 2 points in the first half. He played well in the first half.
Rivas hits both. T-Birds are within two. Just over 15 minutes to go. Sauk Prairie 27, Baraboo 25.
It's time for this crowd to get into it, I think.
The students are on their feet. Kieser on the drive and the finish. Nice looking drive over Rivas. Nicholas Kieser for two. He's up to seven. T-Birds trail by four. Find Geckerman in the corner. His pass is stolen away. Turnover. On the other hand, Hannigan nearly gets a steal, but instead, Brickle finishes with a left-hand kiss off the glass. The Eagles' lead is back to six.
Casey Brickle starting to heat up a little bit for Sauk Prairie.
Here comes Hannigan working on a